says the Chorus, one of the sugars of the Chorus, that after the Isha Kodesh, Kodeshot, and Erechem, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah of Kachoy. In other words, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down Kedusha, and even if it's an inherent Kedusha, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for our Kedusha, and for our, it's the same thing, same Bechina as we find by Kiddush HaChodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Kedusha, the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael down here. And in other words, it's like a message. And even though every Yid has an Ashoma, and even though every Yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every Yid a Seichel, and Chochmah, and Bina, and Das, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka, the Kedusha to come from Klal Yisrael down here. Shows the Moed Ka'ava, the same thing as God in the Beach, even though the Eish came down from Shemayim, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted an Eish down here. It's a message, Kila, to the child, that even though Baruch Hashem, he comes from, if it's not the Enikol, and even though he comes from Baruch Hashem, from Kedusha, and that's a Kedusha Mirechem, but nevertheless, there's an Indian that every person has to know that he has to work on himself, and he has to work on himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves room for a person, leaves Kedusha for a person to be Mekadosh on his own. And that was the whole Indian. That's the whole Indian of the Kohen and the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohen and the Beis Hamikdash, even though they were chosen, even though they were Kodesh, the Kohen is also Kodesh Reichem. And that's where the Kohen can understand, that's where the Kohen can be pointed, that the Kohen understands that the Kohen spent all his life devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohen is driven in, and they were Misiageya in Avoida, all day Avoida, even though Be'etzim they had in here in Kedusha. So maybe that gives the Kohen, the Koyach, to give back the bed, to take the money instead. He understands the whole Indian. That's the Kedusha that in Mitzvah Shem, every person has to put into their child, and the child in Mitzvah Shem, when he grows up, has to put in Kedusha. That's the way it goes. There's nothing that's taken for granted in Klal Yisrael.
Well, it's a chiyuv the Mekadosh, or it's being paid, it's also being Mekadosh?
Yeah, the whole thing. In other words, the whole idea of Kedusha's Bechor is that it's born with the Kedusha, that nevertheless, the Kohen gives it back to you. The Kohen is the role model example of somebody who's Kodesh, but somebody who's Kodesh Man Oisek and Avodas Hashem. That's the whole Bechina of the Kohen giving it back to you. That's the message that the Kohen is giving it to you. In other words, that he gives. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to be played in the Kedusha? What's wrong with staying in the Kedusha? So the Teretz is Faket. The Teretz is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants now you to start the Kedusha to bring yourself to that Kedusha. So you have the Kedusha, and it is inherent in you. And he's a Bechor. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to avoid the Dafka from down here.
Well, so by us being pointed, that's starting the Kedusha.
That's right. You're saying that even though the Bechor is Kodesh, but nevertheless, we want to do that void. Nevertheless, we want it to come from down here. But the same Musa, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to light an Eish on the Mizbeach, which is the Mokra Avoida, even though the Eish is Yerid Ben HaShemayim. The same, even though he doesn't need, Bechor doesn't need to eat. In other words, you know, let him stay. No, we still want it to be Kodesh. We want him to be Kodesh through the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. That shows the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael Hashem to the Avodah. That shows the Chavivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we want to do it. We want to do it. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a matana, but we want to do it on our own, so to speak. There's two places in the Torah where the Indian of Bechor is written. One is in Parshat Korach, no? I think it's the end of Parshat Korach. And then there is the vote, it's the same nekuda over there. Because the whole mice of Koyach, Pshat is the whole, as you said, the whole Yisod is, that we want to do, we want Navoida. We even though we're given it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we definitely want Navoida. And that was the whole affair of Koyach. Go down, the reason it brings down, that Koyach, the Rosh Hashanah, the safe Davis of Tzadik HaTomah Yitzchak is the end of Koyach. The Koyach has a helika cheshbon. So it's Tachi and Koyach. I'm looking up at the Chumash now. It's Bechor Adam, it's Bechor Behemoth, it's in Koyach. So the truth is that it says that Koyach was Koyach Taina. Koyach Taina was the Kulam Kadoshim. Kulam Kadoshim, Kula Eda Kulam Kadoshim. Koyach was really good on the Asid Lovely. And it says that Behemoth, the Kali Shah, by Hasina, it says, Rapid Team, I'm Rechaz Koyanim, a great Kodesh. And when Mitzvah Shem, the Asid Lovely, all the Eden will be the Chinah of Koyanim. Korach was trying to push to the Achus Hayomim already. And that's why he's the Soif Tavis of Tzadik upon a Yifrach. The Soif Tavis. Korach was looking into the Soif already. And into the Soif Taka in the Oilam Haschar is the whole Klal Yisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael is what Tzadik and Gemurim and the Bechinas Koyna and Lechas Koyna. But the mistake of Korach was not. The mistake of Korach was that there's an Avoida. Till we get there, there's an Avoida. It's not good enough to get everything in a plate. Everybody will get everything and everybody will be in his gullet and everybody is kodesh and with all the rage. But nevertheless, till we get there, it's upon us to do the avodah. So the mitzvah b'chor is a mitzvah la'afuki, the avera of Korach. Afuki, the mistake of Korach. Korach, fine, but you're kodesh from Hashemayim. And Meila, what's the point? And we say no. We say that we're going to be poydits, the kedusha from the coin, and we're going to put the kedusha in ourselves. And that's why Dafke, it comes in Parshas Korach.
Very nice. Maybe I don't understand how being paid to a child to bring Kedusha, like, how does that maestro bring Kedusha to it?
Because you're saying is that even though it's Kodesh Merechem, so the Chari, you can just leave the child alone, it's Kodesh Merechem, and look after themselves, but forget. I mean, the whole meaning of Kedusha's Bechari isn't that you should be paid to him and the child should be Chatzah Shalom Hedyat. We want the child to be Kodesh, but the question is that the Kodesh Kedusha that he was given to by Kodesh Baruch Hu was like a matana, was the Kedusha without avoidance, Kodesh Merechem. Kodesh Merechem? That's Olam Haschar. That's not the Olam Avoda. We want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're poyed to the Bechor, you're saying that you're going to reach the same levels of Kedusha with yourself. The Bechor is going to reach the same levels of Kedusha, but not that's come automatically from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it's going to come through our Avoda. You're not poyed to him in order that he should be Chulin Chasu Shalom. You're poyed to him that he should be Kodesh. But you're taking away the Kedusha's Rechem and you're putting on a Kedusha that comes through an Avoida. Taking away a Kedusha that comes as a Matana without Avoida, and you want to make Avoida, you want to bring him to the Kedusha Dafka with Avoida.
So through the pinion it takes away the Kedusha from Yerechem and that puts on a Kedusha from ourselves.
That's right. That's what we're planning to do. That's what we want to do. We want to put in the Kedusha on ourselves. In other words, the chinna, the dream of chanachim, and to put in all the kedusha, and the coin of Adafka, the ones who are born coinim, it's the same bechinna. They're born coinim, but yet even though they're born coinim and they have the intrinsic kedusha of kohuna, but nevertheless the coinim are aniyim, and the coinim are the ones who are working day and night, and they haven't got even like yom v'lo laila, and the oisik can avoid that because it's not good enough that they've had the kedusha of the be'etzem mitzad atzmo. Forget the oisik coinim is reason him, and how you rock. In the kevesh, he read the Mishnayos how the kohenim were rotten in the kevesh and they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Moedik and the Mesiras Nefesh. So that's their inyan. They give you back the child, and then you say learn the lesson from us. We've also got an inherent kedusha, but nevertheless we're oisik and avoida yom on the light. We have nothing to do with olam hazeh, and we're oisik and we misyagei ourselves in avoida.
Very nice.
That's the whole. The whole Sefer Bamidbar, the whole Sefer Bamidbar is every Yidus to bring out every Yidus to work on himself. In other words, the Sefer Vayikra ends the words Har Sinai. Har Sinai was a Madriga where Klal Yisrael came together and we received Asherah Shechina by Har Sinai. That's the end of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Bamidbar begins the Midbar Sinai. There we were traveling. Sefer Bamidbar ends with nothing. The traveling of Klal Yisrael. In other words, we leave Har Sinai. We've left the Matonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu given us, Asherah Shechina on Har Sinai, the Asherah of Har Sinai. And now we're traveling. Now there's an Avoida. There's a Yisuv, a Yachnu, a Yisuv, a Yachnu. Now there's an Avoida. So the whole, that begins Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is a message that every person has to go and has to elevate, has to realize where his avoida is, and that's how he has to travel. And remember, that's why the parasha of Korach is that also the connection between Korach Shlach Lecha and Korach. That's the same mistake of the Meraglim as well. Pshat is that the Meraglim, they wanted to stay in the Midbar. And in the Midbar, the contrast, the chiluk between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael is that basically in the Midbar, it was also the chinuch of everything was minam mukhan, everything was prepared for them. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a whole ishtach of gasna, ishtach of teinofa, they have shaykh of the oil of magashmi, and they plow the fields, and then the kind mitzvahs are placed the earth. And it's an avoida where there's much more yagim, it's an atzmon, they're getting much less. Now, I get too much of that from the mail from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one on covered, and there's no mon, and there's no gilui, and they're not surrounded by the Shekhinah as much. And then they have to bring their own chiddush that you're not.
Yes, so he said, so that was the chiddush between Korach and Chukah. Korach and Shlach Lecha. And the Raglim were pushing us in the past. They wanted us to stay with the Shekhinah HaKadosh, stay there on HaKadosh. Kill us, stay in the Olam, more the Olam of Gan Eden. Now Shenkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to come into Eretz Yisrael, and we should do the Avodah Minei Bay. We're not going to have the Nana Kovet anymore, we're not going to have the Mon anymore, and there's going to be Nisyonis, and we're going to work in the Oretz and the Sodah, and we're going to come through Avodah Minei Bay from ourselves. So they were trying to keep us in the Klal Yisrael in the past, and not having to go Kilo, not having to go into Eretz Yisrael. Korach was trying to push us mamish into the future, into the Achas HaYom already, into the Olam HaSchal of Kulam Kedoshim. Everybody's got in Kedusha up until everybody's Koyanim. That's already talking about the Tukufa Dachas Ayonim, but the in between Tukufa, that's what they were both trying to avoid, both trying to evade. And that's Faket, and that's the whole Pasha of Bechor. Abadu, you have a Kedusha, the son of Bechor has a Kedusha, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Kedusha of Achas Ayonim straight away. Hashem doesn't want the Kedusha of the Midbar straight away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us with our Zri and Harisha, with our Avoida and Olam Hazer, to bring out the Avoida for ourselves. And then later and later to be zochah to the emissary Kedusha and Haran Kedusha there.
Right, and maybe you say that's like the Indian of Sefer Midbar, because us going into the Midbar, it's our Avoida.
So the Midbar divided into two. When we were at half Sinai, if you look at the Midbar itself, is the Midbar looks like the listener of the day. When you're looking at the Midbar, you have two tkufas. You have the tkufas at half Sinai, where there was mamish only Ashraf, the Shekhinah being chalanat all the time. And then you have the continuation of the Vayisa Vayachnu. That's if you look at the Midbar itself. If you look at the Midbar, in contrast to Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, is then the Midbar was down on a cover with the Mon. The Midbar was basically where we were spoon-fed with our Avoda. And Eretz Yisrael is Shalosh Pom Mashona Yerokol Zechulcha. We only spoon fed 3 times a year, but the rest of the year we have to work towards it. We have to work towards the Tachlis and the Shlemus that we get when we came to Eretz Yisrael in the Yom Tovim. In other words, even in the Midbar, each Yid or each Shevet couldn't bring about their own uniqueness. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Mishnah says, in other words, when everybody was around the Midbar, and nobody could bring out their own shleimus, because everybody was in the male area, it was like a big achdus, and we had the Shekhinah on us. But in Eretz Yisrael, everybody had to work in his own avoida. Each one was given a different chelik of Eretz Yisrael, which corresponds to the avoida that's applicable to him. And then they all met together, Shalosh Pom Mashonah, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and then they were mechazik each other, and they appreciated each other's avoidas. Then each one saw what was unique in the avoida of each and every one of them. But in the Midbar, it was more the whole time they were together. When you're whole time in together, you don't see the individual avoider so much. That was the difference in avoider. So in the Midbar itself, there are two scriptures. When you're comparing the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, is in the Midbar already like Achas Hayom de Kador. Nana Kovet de Kador, then Hashem can Eretz Yisrael. Hashem wants us, in other words, if for Pidyon Aben, is the Midbar is still the Pidyon. Where it's called Kodesh Mirachim, where it has a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and has a Nana Kovet, and etc. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, you say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I want to be Zerch, to be Mechamachim, I'll back it for every year. I want to be Zerch that my child should work upon himself. For the same Bechina, like the Gemara says in Nidah, that the child knows Kolatera Kula. And then the Bar Malach, the Sotra, and then the child has to work in it through his own Yigia. That's the Tachlis of the Pidyon Aben. And there's nobody who can give a better Musa Shmuz than the Kohen himself. And the that's why the Kohen is the one who's played to him.
Itaka goes away, the Kedusha Mirachim goes away after you played to him?
It goes away. Look, anything that came, anything in Ruchnius is always Netzach. In other words, the same thing as they say, that why does the Malach hit him as a Moronavshach? If he loses it, he loses it. Of course he doesn't lose it. If the Malach wouldn't teach him Kolat Ayakula, so then he wouldn't be able to accomplish during his lifetime what he can accomplish. It's the same thing. About that is Kedusha Mirachim. But the Sachem is always the Roshim. Anything that's Kedusha always needs the Roshim. And throughout Roshim, obviously, it makes it easier to be it. And that's the whole Indian of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik became the Bechor. And even though the Meister Reuven was the Bechor, but it's Teletik HaZachli, he gave Yosef HaTzadik the Bechor. But the answer is, that's the Avoda that Yosef HaTzadik chose. The other brothers were Roy Tzoyin. Roy Tzoyin means they chose the life of his Voidus. They chose a life of Kilu, you know, they're B'nai Yaakov Avinu, and, you know, nobody should tamper with them. They're special, they're Roy Tzoyin, they don't have any
anything to do with Yishev Ha'olam. Yosef chose an Avodah, no, even though I'm a Ben Yaakov, and even though I'm closest to Yaakov. But nevertheless, Yosef HaTzadik was Mesal to the fire. Yosef HaTzadik let himself in for Nesyonis. Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef HaTzadik came out, like Rashi says at the beginning of Shemois, the Yosef Ha'olam Mitzrayim. Who Yosef Ha'royah, Sein Oviv Ha'royah, was in Nasa Melech Mitzrayim, but Omar Bitzitkoi. So he became, at the end of the day, Yosef HaTzadik was the same Tzadik like them. But he deserved his tzitzkus. He worked in his tzitzkus. If you work in your tzitzkus, you have it. You're learning with Yaakov Avinu. But you've chosen avodah of nesalos to b'sari. You've chosen avodah of wanting to get it through it, to get it yourself. Is then you become the bechor. That's mamish the same bechin as the bechor. He has the kedusha. You take away the kedusha because you want to bring it upon from your own accord. Is that mamish the avodah of the bechor? Is Yosef Azeichet to have the bechor. That's mamish Yosef Azeichet. That he goes down into the oilam of nesyonis, and he goes down into the oilam of Kila, where you don't always feel the kedusha, and yet he stays with the kedusha, and then he deserves it minei obey. Okay, he gets it to the end without the namah dechasufa.
Maybe that's Taka Peshat, why it's such a choshev de kasuda, like, it's a hastrola of the Kedusha, like, Mahavda, they make it Eben Apina, when they build the yeshiva, they make a grace of Zach for the hastrola of building the vineyard. So here's the hastrola of building this Kedusha of the child, maybe it's
Enachanami. And it's a suda, you sit down and you eat, but everything is a Shem Kedusha. If it's not expensive, the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got when they left Mitzrayim, was a mitzvah of achila, I'm a tzaddik. The mitzvah, the tzaddik is medayik. The first mitzvah that he got was mitzvah called Pesach. They had to eat lady tzitz in Shayim. That was the first mitzvah of poil. Why is it after mitzvah of achila? Because tzaddik, that's how you show emesik a kedusha. Because achila is usually, achila usually, chas v'shalom, can drag a person away from kedusha. But when you eat a tzaddik mitzvah, you eat a suda as a suda's mitzvah, then you're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that forget it. Even when you're hosting in Gashmis, it's still cool to have a Hashem. So B'chayot Kedusha Meirechem, so B'shad is, he could live his own life. He won't eat and he won't have anything to do. So Sashtayit Lahavad Lahavad Lagoy. Lagoy, the monasteries, the Christ. So they're misbabbled completely from all of them. And they think that, you know, B'chayot Kedusha Meirechem, that we don't have any Shaykhs. But the Hashem gave the first mitzvah to say no. It's an achmetzah and achila, but it's a korban pesach, but you can show that even achila brings kevah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ritzadik, that's why it's the first mitzvah. And it's not a coincidence the Ritzadik says it, because if you do it, the Ritzadik never ate unless it was a siddur mitzvah. Yeah. Every meal he ate, he made a steam on a masechet. Otherwise he wouldn't eat. So that's mamish what we're saying. In other words, the Bechor can say that he's not shaykh to these inyanim, fakir. He's going to be shocked, even he's going to bring out the Kedusha through these inyonim.
Wow. So when does like a regular child, is not a Bechor, like have this...
I'm sorry?
When does like a regular child, is not a Bechor, have this like...
He doesn't get to the Bechor. A Bechor is a Bechor.
Bechor is a
Kedusha. In other words, every child, Shad is a Bechor, gives the Kedusha to the rest of the children. If the Tzaddik says that the Bechor gets Pishnaim, because he's Pesach the Rechem. If he's Pesach the Rechem, so Pshad is every child that comes out has to go through his tunnel, so to speak. And made it therefore, there's a ratio of Kedusha that he gives his Koyach goes into all the other children, and maybe that's why he has to get part of their Chelik as well. So he's the Maitre of the Bechor, but he's sharing out part of it to the child. But at the end of the day, he's the Bechor.
So like a Bechor, the whole Maitre of Pidyon is showing that we want to be the ones to bring the Kedusha. So like a regular child, you don't have a Zan Maitre, like a...
The regular child is Nishkan Chiddush, because he's not born with the Kedusha. Made up of a die by a regular child, it's a double posture. They have to be Mechanach in the Kedusha, the Tahara. But the Chiddush of the Bechor is, what do you need to do that for? Don't be poised to me, let me stay Kedusha. The Chiddush is better, but the rest of them is the Pshita.
The Havmina would be letting him say Kedusha and Mamash not be Mechanach in the Kedusha.
Okay, he doesn't need you. In other words, he has his Kedusha, and later let him be misbabbled from Al Mazeh, let him be Nozeh, let him be whatever you want to call him, and he doesn't need you, so to speak. Terez says no. Terez says he does need you. So he doesn't need you because you're taking the Kedusha away from him because you want him to get the Kedusha on his own. But the Vedai, there's still a roshim of the Kedusha there. That's why every Devil should be Kedusha. And as Dor Zazach, there's a Kedusha on something, and when he goes away, there's no roshim. Suli HaMikdoshim, especially Halochas. Even when you pray to them, even when you pray to things, you must be careful with certain halachas, where you are allowed to do, where you're not to weigh it, where you're not allowed to weigh it, belishka, belitra. Everything has a roshim of kedusha. Everything that had the kedusha remains a roshim of kedusha. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the ikki kedusha is going to come from us.
And when we're prayed to the child, we're prayed it from the Bnei Shalom, like are they the Kohen, or we're prayed it from, like it belongs to the Kohen, or it belongs to Hashem?
Oh, it belongs to the Kohen, because the Bechor, the Marshal, the Avdol, the Bechor of Behema, the Bechor of Behema is a Korban that the Kohen has the whole thing. The Matan of the Kohen is killed at the moment of the Kohen. But it's a Bechin of Hekdish, because it's like being Maktish it. I mean, lots of things that you Maktish go to the Kohen. But when the bechor is a behemah, the coin gives it to the coin has to be makavid as a carbon. So when you give a bechor to a coin, it means you're giving it to the kilo to the Beis Hamikdash. And so Ebishter helps him, Yishvizoichem et Hashem. From the moment you pray to him, Yishvizoichem et Mechanachem, when you learn at home at night, and et Hashem, you go to the Yilan next to the baby, and let the baby hear the Kol HaTorah, and put the Mermel HaMelech next to the baby. And from a very young age, even if the baby doesn't know, Yiv Lechazi, Maz Lechazi. Everything has a Rosh, everything puts a Rosh. And that's how Yimachanachem, wherever you're always in Kedusha, when you see him, he's singing Zmiras, as he hears the Zmiras. And that's how you Mekadosh him, you go, Dara mi Darga la Darga. That will always be his gift to the young Kedusha.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, yeah? You should say, and only have Simchas, Ari. Only have Simchas and only have Elcha Mitzvahs.
Amen. I was thinking, it's one of the only Mitzvahs that a person Mamish does once a lifetime, no?
Yeah.
What other Mitzvahs are there,
once a lifetime, no? Find which of Mukhoch from a once a lifetime. I don't know if there are any mitzvahs. I mean, it's doing the Chas V'Shalom, there's a Zivik Sheni sometimes, but some things, not one hopes it's once a lifetime. Rest Hashem, something that's officially can't be more than once a lifetime. Yeah, I don't know, I can't think so.
Pidim Bamas can also be if a person marries two ladies.
Yeah. But it's a very rare mitzvah.
Even not everyone also gets the chance of doing it too. It's a very...
So thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving you the gelegenheit. Ein toiv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein toiv el HaToyah. Chas HaToyah means that you make it, that you see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. That's why called a koyfe b'tavosa shul chaver, a kilat koyfe b'tavosa shul mokin. There is only one toiv. So whenever you see a gilay of toiv, you sing a gilay of Hashem. The whole mitzvah called the toiv is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything. And whenever something is good, to see the likus in it. Even to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an object, in a person, you better sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have to be very careful to be makir the toiv, because chas v'chol mi'chalila koyfe b'tavosa shul mokin shul chaver. Is Kielu saying that he doesn't see that because it's shaykh a good action, it's shaykh a dover toiv in the bria, which doesn't come from Hashem. And that's Mushla, the Moran says in the Gilas Eston, Ketoiv Leib HaMelech. Hashverish also thought that he had toiv, est, and a trink, and a shikitzach, and he thought it's also toiv. But any toiv that comes from Bnei Adam, that's only Ketoiv Leib HaMelech, that's not Emes Tiketoiv. Emes Tiketoiv is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu.